Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, November 15th of 2021. And I am your host for tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And I'm so grateful that you have made the determination to tune in to this broadcast tonight, wherever you may be tuning in from, however you found out about us, whatever you're doing. We're just so glad that you have made the determination to tune in to this broadcast tonight. Well, it's real glad that I'm with you, as I said, wherever you're tuned in, whether you're across the state of Michigan, or across the country, or in another country somewhere across the globe. But we're just so grateful that you're here with us tonight. And I got to say, really, it's the 15th of November already? Man, this month is flying. Real quick, I don't remember a November in recent memory that went by as quick as what this one is going by. I honestly just don't remember it going by like this in November. But it is. And a week from Thursday, we have Thanksgiving. And as the time gets closer, we'll be talking a little bit about Thanksgiving, and as far in the sense of this idea of giving of thanks. Why is it so important to give thanks? What is the holiday about, from biblical and from a historical standpoint? And that will be coming as the time gets closer, because after today, we only have 9 days to wait. And then on the 10th day will be Turkey Day. And so anyhow, it's a blessing to be here with you. And I want to start off by saying I hope that all of you who were, all of you vets, however you've served this country, I hope you had a very good Veterans Day this past week. And again, I thank all of you vets who are listening, however you've served, even if you're a police officer and if you've been in the military, whatever branch you've served in, whether it was a Marine, whether it was a National Guardsman, whether it was military police, Army, Navy, Coast Guard, you name it. Thank you so much for helping keep America free and fighting for our right, so that we could be a free nation. And freedom in America has been under attack like never before. I'm serious. America was founded based on ideas of freedom, we have the Constitution in our country that allows for, you know, freedom of speech, included as the First Amendment. And as part of it, part of that, you know, we have freedom of the press. We're supposed to have freedom of the press in this country. Not indoctrination by the press. They want to indoctrinate you. Yes, they do. They want you indoctrinated into thinking that their narrative is the only right narrative. It's honestly what they want for you, is for you to think that their narrative is the only one. And then, you know, as part of that freedom of speech and all that, you have freedom of religion. Freedom of, what that means is, as Christians in this country, we're supposed to have the right to worship our God, to worship the Lord as we see fit, to gather in the house of God. You had governors and mayors all over this country last year who were curtailing that by issuing these stay-at-home orders and such that would punish both those who went to church and those who held church services, per se. You also had, and they would tell you where you could go, when you could be there. Even in places like Walmart, they were shutting down certain parts of the store because they deemed it was non-essential. We have the right in this country of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. The right to bear arms. The right to defend yourself. You have right to not be searched illegally without cause. And so that to say, I want to thank you, veterans, who over the years have fought for America so that we as Americans could remain free. And we need to continue to pray over America. We have to continue to pray that whatever plans the enemy has come to naught, and that they're dealt with by God. And, you know, we have to pray and believe God that we get this supply chain opened up, because this is ridiculous. Trying to, you know, everything with the ports and that, it's like, why is this happening? And we have to curse all that stuff and bless the Lord. As we know where our help comes from, our help comes from the Lord. That's where my help comes from. I hope your help comes from the Lord as well. I really hope it does. Because that's where it should come from. And if it doesn't come from him, why? You're trusting in chariots and horses, then you should trust instead in the Lord and know that and trust that he will bring you through. And if you trust in him, he will bring you through. Just kind of exhorting you a little bit about kind of what's on my heart. And so another thing I want to say, a good way to evangelize to people is maybe when you wrap a Christmas present, you may want to think about putting a scripture in it. It's not a bad idea, especially if the person who you're sending or giving the present to is not yet saved. So that can be a good way to prayerfully win a soul to Jesus. And Jesus is the only way to heaven. And the only thing we can take with us to heaven is people.
People.
That's the only thing. Yep, that's the only thing we can take with us to heaven. Your toilet paper will not go with you to heaven. Your toilet paper that you hoarded from last year and maybe started hoarding again, that won't go to heaven with you. Your mask won't. Let me think here. Oh, whatever Christmas gifts you buy this year, those won't go to heaven with you. Maybe that won't. But I do think I honestly do believe that there will be wonderful donuts in heaven for me. There'll be this big table with all kinds of donuts and cinnamon rolls and other yummy, sweet, delicious treats. I honestly do believe that. You got a verse for that? No, but I honestly think God has our interests in mind as long as they're not interests that go against his way. And some of you kids that maybe want a basketball court in your heaven, there might be one of those. We'll have to see. There will be streets of gold, which means if it's paved, it'll be super smooth, like smoother than any road here on this earth. That I know for sure. But the only way you'll make it to heaven is if you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's the only way to heaven. There's no second way to heaven, third way to heaven, fourth way to heaven, fifth way to heaven, seventh way or tenth way or whatever. Nope. One way, and it's through Jesus. You say what? And so that was just an idea that came to. My mind. And if you heard anything that my phone just said there about Great Lakes Crossing, don't worry about it. Yes, I love that mall. However, I wasn't trying to do that. I was checking the clock, seeing how I was doing on time. And before we talk about the book and stuff, just want to mention how this is going to go tonight. So I'm going to get, we'll have the announcements, and then we will get into worship. And then after which, you know, we'll pray and then go into the word, meditation. Then we will have football discussion, including another weekend, some more surprises in terms of the NFL, and a surprise involving Michigan football. Are you going to call them upsets? No, because that could be given away who won the game. And I don't mean upsets based on who I picked. I mean upsets based on what the team rankings say should win. That determines what an upset is, generally. We'll be having a sports discussion near the end in our Football Central coverage. And it'll be good night tonight. It'll be busy, but it'll be good, as it always is. So, real quickly, the first thing I want to mention to you for the announcements, first of all, is the book, Rivers of Miracles. It is the story of the first 30 years of my life, and the story of a God that my mom could not see but strongly believed in. She continues to believe in the Lord to this day, as do I, my dad, my brother, and we just continue to believe God. And I know that God is going to do miracles, continue doing miracles on my behalf. I honestly, firmly, and fully believe it. There's not a piece of doubt in my mind about this. No doubt. I know he's going to do it. And you can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles. Again, that website is Rivers of Miracles, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com. Find out how you can buy the book. You can buy the book on Amazon. My prayer is that if you buy the book as a Christmas gift, that you'll buy it for someone as a Christmas gift. And then they can read it and be blessed. And we believe in God to continue selling those books. Amen. And so grateful my mom obeyed God and wrote the book. Because at first she's like, huh? But then she felt in her spirit that she was supposed to write the book. So, she wrote the book. I'm grateful that she did. That she wrote the book. Rather than deciding to be like a Jonah, who did not obey God the first time. But praise God, the book's there for you, and you can let it be a blessing unto you. The other thing I want to mention to you really quick is our PayPal. If the show has been a blessing to your life, and I honestly and sincerely pray to God that it has been a blessing to you, and if it has been, I want you to consider sowing a seed on into the program. And if you sow into this program, when you sow into this program, I pray over your seed that you sow. And I honestly believe that when you sow a seed, you know, above and beyond the tithe, it's good, it's wonderful if you can attach something to that seed. What I mean by that is, why am I sowing the seed? What am I believing God for? What am I believing God for? And then as you sow your seed, you know, confess that thing that you're believing for. Maybe it's a new job. Maybe it's for healing. Maybe it's for your prodigal son or daughter or children to come home. Maybe it's for whatever it is that you're believing for. And so you can go online to paypal.com. Again, that is paypal.com. In the search bar, you can type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. I want you to keep in mind that the R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are both capitalized. And there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. So keep that in mind, please. And every time that I talk about sowing a seed, I always like to bring a verse to your attention. For God so loved the world that he gave something. He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but he shall have eternal life. You say even God gave. It wasn't monetarily giving, but it was... He gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him, not perish, but have eternal life. And so, amen. So, God bless you as you sow your seed tonight into the Miracle Man program. Now we're going to sing. Have end of worship. Now I want to encourage you for the next little while, whatever I do here, you do wherever you are. be a part, because that's the way you're going to get the most out of this. I searched the world, but it couldn't feel me. But as I was not satisfied. Out of the valley, man's empty grave. Still called me friend. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. I know it's true. I'm not afraid to show you my weakness. Better lie, not satisfied. 'Cause the God of the mountain is the God of the valley. There's not a place your mercy and grace won't find me again. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. You take beauty flashes. You're the only one who came. You turn graves into gardens. You turn foes into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who came. You give beauty for ashes. You're the only one who came. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Turn graves into gardens. You turn foes into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who came. You turn graves into gardens. You turn mourning to dances. You turn shame into glory. You give beauty for ashes. You're the only one who came. You turn graves into gardens. You turn foes into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who came. You're the only one who came. You're the only one who came. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Oh, your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. You never failed me yet. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. Your promise still stands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. And I believe I'll see you do it again. Made a way when there was no way. And I believe I'll see you do it again. I've seen you move. You move the mountains. And I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way. And I believe I'll see you do it again. I'll see you do it again. The promise still stands. Your faithfulness, I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Your faithfulness. Your faithfulness, your promise still stands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. It's almost Christmas time. There I stood in another line, trying to buy that last gift or two. Not really in the Christmas mood. There in front of me was a little boy waiting anxiously, pacing around like little boys do. And in his hands he held a pair of shoes. And his clothes were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe. He turned around and looked at me. And he looked at me. Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, he's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. Ooh. Counted pennies for what seemed like years, and the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. Searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me and he said, Mama's meant Christmas good at our house, but most years should be blue out. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I gotta buy these Christmas shoes. So I laid that money down. I just had to help him out. I couldn't believe the look on his face. And he said, Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. I know I caught a glimpse of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I knew that God had sent that little boy to remind me what Christmas is all about. So I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord God, that you are here with us. You're always here for us. And thank you for what you represent for us. To us, you mean everything. And we thank you that your hand is on us. It's great to serve you. And it's great to be in your presence, knowing that you are here. You live among us. Thank you, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, that your will be done in each one of us. Thank you for every listener that has tuned into this program. You know, Lord God, what these listeners have need of. Even when I don't, you do. You do know. In fact, you know more than I know. And I just thank you, Lord God, for you being with us and for what you're doing, what you've done, what you're going to do. And thank you, Master, that you have free course in us. And thank you, Master, for being with us. So, Master, thank you for what you're doing for us. And now, Master, I thank you for this word tonight, that as we study your word, that you'll reveal things to these listeners, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. In Jesus' mighty name. And now I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program increases in listenership coming to this program. And most of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into this, your kingdom, Lord God, as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen and amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Matthew 5. Matthew 5. And we're just going to take a look at it tonight. And then we're going to begin at verse 1. Hallelujah. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all manner of evil against you because of me. Rejoice," he said, "and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven." Huh? Yep. You get persecuted, you get rewarded in heaven. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets while they were before you. Verse 13. Verse 13 now, it says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, then how can it be made salty again? Is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. The city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In that same way, let your light shine before men, so that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Verse 17. Verse 17. "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets," big L, big P. "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to destroy the law of the prophets, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth. Until heaven, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen. In other words, no jot, not one jot or tittle will disappear from the law. Until all is fulfilled. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commands and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Oh, don't be one of those. Whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. Verse 21. You have heard that it is said by those of old, do not murder. And anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, Recha, is answerable to the Sanhedrin. Anyone who says, thou fool, you fool, will be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. Go be reconciled to your brother. Then come back and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still with him on the way. Otherwise, he may hand you over to the judge hand you to the officer, and the officer may throw you into prison. And I tell you the truth, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it is said, do not commit adultery. I tell you the truth, anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out, throw it away. Better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off, throw it away. It's better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. Go down to verse 33. Again, you have heard that it was said by those of old, do not break your oath. But keep the oaths that you have made to the Lord. But I tell you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head. You cannot make even one hair white or black. Simply let your yes be yes. and your no. Oh, I'm sorry. Shelley, doesn't it say let your yes be yes and your no be no? Isn't that what it says? Yeah. Wait, no. Let's read it right. That's where your head, you're not making one here white or black. All right. Verse 37. Simply let your yes be yes and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil. And I don't think yas is. All right, it's kind of messing around there. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone to sue you and take your tunic, let him also take your cloak as well. But if someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you. Do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. Verse 43, you have heard that it was said, for some of you this is hard, for some of you this is so hard, but I'm going to say it anyway, don't throw anything, do not throw anything, do not turn off your computer, do not turn off your phone, do not throw anything across. When I say it, do not turn me off when I say this. Love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, now this is where it comes. And like I said a second ago, throw nothing. And if you threw anything through your phone or computer, it wouldn't get to me. Nonetheless, don't do it. Hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies. Yep, it's in the Bible. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his son to rise on the evil and on the good. He sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what regard will you get? I mean, what reward will you get? Are you even the tax? Aren't even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Don't even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, for your heavenly Father in heaven, for your Father in heaven is perfect. So we read there about a lot of different things. Jesus was just doing some teaching to his disciples. He was doing some teaching on a variety of topics. Loving people and that. And by the way, we did 2 lessons in a row on love. And I would highly encourage you, if you missed either one of those 2 episodes, the episode from Tuesday the 9th or Wednesday the 10th, I would strongly encourage you, please, by all means, go back and listen to these episodes. I really want you to hear these episodes. We dealt with some powerful things on love and why you need to be loving people. And again, by the way, tonight. We read it again tonight. Although, even though we read it in a different verse, guess what we found out tonight? You're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself. And not only that, you're supposed to love your enemies. You're supposed to bless those who persecute you. Or even if they say, oh, you go to that church. Doesn't that pastor want all your money? Doesn't your pastor want all your money? Yeah, doesn't he want all your money? No, he wants you blessed. God wants you blessed. He doesn't want you to be all gone or any of that. He wants you blessed. He doesn't want you to be, you know, he loves you. He doesn't want you to be cursed. He wants you blessed. He's supposed to bless those who persecute you. We talked about salt and light previously, like a month ago. What that means basically is we're a witness to those around us. And they should see us being good. People should see us. They should know who we are. They should see us. They should know, oh, there's something different about these people. They're so loving. They're kind. And they, you know, they, you know, that's what people should say. They shouldn't say, oh, these people are rude. These people are mean. These people do all these different things. I don't want someone telling me that I'm a rude person. But anyhow, I'm just saying. All right. Jesus did not come. This never gets preached much, which I'm about to, at least not too much. But Jesus did not come to abolish the law or the prophets. You know, the law of Moses and whatever. He didn't come to abolish it, but to see it fulfilled. So let's look. So this idea, you know, of the in the Mosaic law and the law that Jesus gave Moses, that God had given Moses, and the idea for if people committed sins that they had, you know, the animal had to be killed in order for you to talk to God and all that stuff. Well, Jesus paid the price for all that. So that did not undo the law. Jesus made, you know, Jesus dying on the cross and shedding his blood gave us a new covenant, and we live under the new covenant with God. But that does not undo, you know, that doesn't, you know, we have the covenant with Jesus. We live under the new covenant now. And so it's not like they made it so that it was like, okay, now that Jesus, you know, died on the cross, we're going to take out everything from Genesis all the way to Malachi. It's not relevant anymore. Nope. That was kept in there. And it's good for us to see, too. And so just wanted you to, what I'm doing is kind of going over some teachings from Matthew 5, some things that Jesus had touched on. And so I'm just enjoying going through. We've been going through different teachings of Jesus. Lately, we've been focusing a lot on Jesus, different things that he taught. And the and I know I took a break the previous two shows from teaching exquisitely on Jesus, and we taught on love, but based on the new covenant that we have with Jesus. It's not a new covenant like, oh, as of this year. No. It's new as of since Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood for us. And it is still in effect. It's still in effect to this day. And he taught on, you also saw, if you were following along, you saw that he taught on the different sins, you know, don't murder your brother. You know, don't murder anybody. Do not be committing adultery. Don't be doing these other things. In other words, stay out of sin. Jesus did not die on the cross so you could sin. It was so you could be free from it. And so that if you did sin, you wouldn't have to kill an animal in order to go talk to God. You'd have to kill an animal and go through all these different steps, you know, and get this animal from the flock, which, by the way, the flock is not a store at the mall. Did you know that? The flock was not a place, a store at the mall, or a place you go to on Amazon or Walmart, not either in store or online or anywhere else like that. Miracle Man, will you be serious? Yes. you know, but sometimes you got to laugh too. You always will learn to laugh. Start with the mirror. Sometimes you just got to find a reason to laugh, even if nothing's funny. You do. But, you know, all that being said, we have that covenant with Jesus. And it's not so that we're free to sin, like what some of these user-friendly churches try to make it sound like to their congregation, like, oh, you have the freedom to sin. Oh, you can get drunk. You can drink some alcohol as long as you don't get drunk. What? Really? Oh, there's multiple ways to heaven. Oh? And all these different doctrines that are not according to the scriptures. And the way they're written. Just check. So, anyhow. So we talked about sunlight, salt and light. We talked about, you know, snousing, you know. And so he had talked about a lot of different things. In this chapter. And he didn't preach from a microphone, because in those days they didn't have microphones, but he went and sat down on a mountain. Sound comes down from mountains. You know, sound travels. And if the wind was going right, it could kind of act almost as a microphone, you could say, and bring the sound close to where the people were. So they could hear him, what he was trying to tell them. And so he, and those other things, he first said, you know, blessed are those who this. Blessed are you, you're blessed if, for example, if you're merciful, for you shall obtain mercy. You're blessed if you hunger and thirst for righteousness. That's me. They shall be filled. Because I know, I want to be known by God as someone who loved righteousness, holiness, godliness. That's how I want to be known. I do. So, you know, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who persecute you. Yep, he said, blessed are those who persecute you. Not Christ. Blessed are they if you persecute you. And blessed is your reward in heaven. That doesn't mean that they should be allowed to persecute and be blessed. But just like they increased your reward in heaven. But for them, if they don't repent, they'll see even bigger trouble. And so, all those teachings that he taught those people there. I'm sure there's other things that he might have taught those people, or maybe that was all he taught on, but I'm sure he expounded on other things in there, in that chapter, that were not necessarily included. I'm sure he expounded more on those different things. And there would, there was a time in Matthew later on where people had been with him for 3 days and had nothing to eat. That's a long church service. That's a long church service, man. And I imagine not all that stuff was included either. Obviously, the time to, you know, lay hands on the sick and all the different things, and founding on different things he was teaching and all that. Amen. We got to go. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that all your promises from your word are yes and amen. And thank you that we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. Thank you that we love those, even those who are our enemies, that we love them, that we might not agree with them, I pray, Lord God, that we would be not only hearers of this word, but we would also be doers of this word, putting your word to practice, making it fruitful in our life. And I thank you, Master, for that tonight. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. And amen and amen and amen. All right. Now, welcome to Football Central, brought to you by your local Dairy Queen, where you can go and enjoy one of the flavors of fall with different blizzards, including the pumpkin pie blizzard. So, let's begin. For football, let's begin with some college football. On Saturday, you had Michigan defeating Penn State 21-17. This was to my delight after Michigan struggled with some injuries during the game against Indiana. What I mean by struggling is, I mean, though they won easily, they suffered a few different injuries. In this game against Penn State, they held the Nittany Lions offense to only 17 points, and they beat Penn State in their building. Generally, Michigan tends to do well against Penn State if it's in Michigan, but if it's at Beaver Stadium, that makes it a bit harder to beat them. But they got her done. They are now ranked number 7. No, 8. No, 7. Michigan State is number 8. Michigan is number 7. That team to the south is number 5. Your top 4 teams as of right now are number 1, Georgia. Number 2, Bama. Number 3, Cincinnati. Well, you could flip those two, Cincinnati and Bama. Number 4, Oregon. And like I said, number 5 is that team to the south as of right now. Now, Michigan must now play Maryland. Speaking of Maryland, Michigan got a good win, 40-14 against the Terrapins of Maryland. Now, Michigan State keeps their ranking. And it's time for Michigan State to face a big test as they play the Bucks. But do they get to do it at home? Nope. Michigan State's got to go down to the Horseshoe. Down there in Columbus to take on that team to the south, who, after hanging in there with teams but still winning the last 2 weeks, rolled against the Boilermakers, who beat Michigan State last week. They rolled over them, like 44-7. Can Michigan State beat that team to the south? They have to work on coverage this weekend. I remember during that Michigan State game, the Michigan announcer said, MSU can't cover anybody. Michigan State has to work on their coverage. Have to. They have to be able to shut down everything that team to the south tries to do. Or at least as good as possible. Um, It's a big test for MSU on Saturday. For that team to the south, it is also a big test. Because after that, for the seasonal finale, you have Michigan taking on that team to the south. For Michigan has not beaten that team to the south since 2011. For Michigan fans, it has been eight times in a row Michigan has lost to that team to the south. The Buckeyes want to make it 9 in a row, but the Wolverines don't want that. Harbaugh has named one of the drills the beat that state drill. Yes, he names the state, but I'm not. Because people from down there, there's literally people down there that during Michigan week won't use the letter M. It's funny. It's crazy how it goes, but I think it's wild nonetheless. But I kind of play along too, so I just call them that team to the south.
Hello.
Anyhow, so also you had Auburn losing again for the second week in a row. You had Arkansas beating LSU. As of recently, you had Tennessee beating Kentucky. Let's go to the NFL. We had some more madness in the NFL as far as upset. Let's start with that Lions game. The Lions were up at one point in that game, but they ended up not losing, but tying the Steelers 16-16. And it was kind of interesting how the last little bit of the game went, the third, fourth quarter and overtime. So here's the deal, what happened. If you look at the turnover ratio, that would have favored the Lions. Because Detroit got two forced fumbles. And another mistake caused by Pittsburgh's backup quarterback. But then at the same time, the Lions, after running the ball for over 120 yards in like the first 2.5 quarters, once the weather really got going worse, it got to where the Lions could not run the football, could not throw the football, could not get anything going on offense. The yardage they would get would basically be from penalties. That last portion of the game was basically a slop fest on both sides. And when you add up all those yards, I would say Pittsburgh would have won as far as yardage. And penalty yards, meaning less penalty yards. So there were things that favored Pittsburgh in that game. There were also things that favored Detroit in that game. So at least they're not 0-9. Pittsburgh did not look like a team who had won four straight ball games. Also around the NFL, you had some surprises. You had. Now, the outcome wasn't a surprise in this one, but it was a surprise that it was by this much. The Packers beat the Seattle 17-0. Seattle Seahawks did not score any points. No points. And then you had Cam Newton return to the Panthers, and the Panthers beat Arizona 34-10. And you had Brady's Bucks lose 29-19. They lost 29-19. They lost too, but they lost one. And the Ravens lost to the Dolphins? Yep. The Ravens lost to the Dolphins. But then again, the Ravens also almost lost to Detroit. Tonight, 49ers versus the Rams. We'll see who wins that. That could be an upset for all we know. We'll have to wait and see. I was surprised by the amount of upsets. That's 2 weeks in a row that we've had a decent amount of upsets. So until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody. See you tomorrow night.